Practical ways moms can handle toddler tantrums linked to explosive disorder. Every toddler throws tantrums, but sometimes the intensity of their acting up feels far beyond what you expected. When your child's reactions seem stronger, longer, or harder to calm, you may start to wonder if something deeper is going on. Explosive disorder is one condition that can cause toddler tantrums to become extreme, and it leaves many moms questioning whether they are missing something important. How toddler tantrums disrupt daily life. When tantrums are linked to such a disorder, they don't just disrupt playtime or bedtime. They can affect the rhythm of your entire day. You may find yourself avoiding outings, feeling anxious about simple errands, or worrying about how your child will react to transitions. The stress builds because you're not only dealing with the tantrum itself, but also the guilt, the exhaustion, and the constant second-guessing of your parenting choices. You may notice things that confuse you, such as tantrums that last far longer than expected, sudden bursts of aggression that feel out of proportion, difficulty calming down, even after comfort or distraction, reactions that seem triggered by very small frustrations. Behaviors like these don't automatically mean explosive disorder is present, but they do raise questions worth exploring, especially when they happen more frequently or seem to be uncontrollable. The emotional toll on moms. It's obviously exhausting when tantrums take over your home. You may start doubting yourself as a parent, wondering if you're too strict or too lenient. You may feel embarrassed in public or frustrated when family members don't understand. That emotional weight of parenting through explosive disorder is real, and acknowledging that is the first step toward finding practical ways forward. You've probably heard the usual tips: stay calm, set boundaries, be consistent. While these are helpful, they don't always work when explosive disorder is involved. A child experiencing this condition may not respond to the same strategies that work for other toddlers. That's why moms need approaches that go beyond the standard parenting playbook. Better ways to respond to tantrums. Change the environment before the tantrums start. Instead of waiting for the meltdown, look for patterns. If certain times of day or settings trigger intense reactions, adjust the environment. This could mean planning shorter errands, creating a calmer bedtime routine, or reducing sensory overload at home. Use physical outlets in safe ways. Toddlers with explosive disorder often have energy that seems hard to contain. Giving them safe outlets like jumping on a small trampoline, squeezing Play-Doh, or running in the yard can redirect that intensity before it turns into a tantrum. Offer choices that feel real. Instead of saying, "What do you want?" in a general way that gives them pressure, give choices that are clear to your child. For example, let them decide which pajamas to wear or which snack to have. This sense of control can reduce frustration. Practice short bursts of connection. Long talks or lectures don't work with toddlers. Try short, repeated moments of connection, like a hug, a smile, or a gentle touch, that remind your child you're present without overwhelming them. Create a calm down space. Designate a spot in your home where your child can go when emotions run high. This should not be a punishment corner, but a safe place with soft toys, calming colors, or a blanket. Let the child know this is their safe space. Help them create it too, when they are calm. Over time, your child may learn to associate this space with comfort instead of conflict. Reframe your expectations. Instead of measuring success by whether tantrums disappear, measure it by whether recovery time shortens or aggression decreases. This helps you see progress even when the tantrums still happen. When tantrums linked to explosive disorder feel overwhelming, keep these quick reminders in mind. Stay consistent with routines, even when tempted to give in. Keep your own tone steady, because your child mirrors your energy. Avoid long explanations during a tantrum. Save them for calmer times. Explosive disorder is complex, and while these steps can help with common toddler behavior, they don't replace professional guidance in the case of a disorder. A child therapist can help you understand whether what you're seeing is typical toddler behavior or something that needs closer attention. They can also give you tools tailored to your child's needs, which makes daily life feel more manageable. Parenting through toddler tantrums linked to explosive disorder is exhausting, but it doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're facing a challenge that requires more than the usual advice. If you're worried that something deeper may be causing your toddler's tantrums, consider booking a session with a therapist listed here to talk through your concerns. If you have more questions, call the numbers on the screen to connect with someone who can support you right now.